Alexis Tsipras wanted to be the first Greek prime minister in 3 decades to see out a full term in office, but the crushing defeat for his hard-left Syriza party in European parliamentary elections has prompted him to throw in the towel. But don't expect him, however, to give up. He's already gearing up for what politicians predict to be one of the most polarized and nastiest election fights in the country's contemporary history. A first preview came minutes into Tsipras' election announcement, billing voter preference for the conservative New Democracy Party as a turn to the darkness of austerity, the darkness of the crisis, of the oligarchs, of the International Monetary Fund. Whatever the reason, even Tsipras himself has been taken aback by the scale of his party's defeat. Most opinion polls had him losing by around 5 points. He was crushed by nearly double. Even so, analysts warn that the young 44-year-old streetwise prime minister, who rose to power from heading heated demonstrations as the country's communist youth party leader, should not be written off. He's a formidable and flexible election opponent who transformed the once minuscule Syriza party into a mainstream political grouping in the space of 3 years. And that's exactly what he'll be fighting for, the party, keeping it alive as a pool of center-left voters, helping it regroup and then striking back for a comeback in the next election. It's a huge political gambit, and it's unclear whether voters are prepared to forgive Tsipras for what they call a string of betrayals, first promising to end austerity only to impose the toughest ever budget cuts during Greece's financial crisis, and then agreeing to a name change deal with Greece's northern neighbor and relinquishing the country's exclusive right to the name Macedonia. Ahead of the crushing polls, Tsipras hoped to curb his party's predicted loss with a grab bag of 1 billion euros in handouts. Party officials hoped the sweeteners, including a pension bonus and a drastic cut in sales tax, would enable the prime minister to stay in office at least until October. But voters were left unimpressed. In fact, many of those with whom I spoke to said the handouts were an ugly reminder of how much they had actually lost during the financial crisis. They also felt duped and belittled, given crumbs, as they put it, for losses of over 40% each wage earner and pensioner sustained here in the last 10 years. The former communist youth leader surged to power as a radical rabble-rouser, championing coalition politics against the Greek establishment and European austerity. 4 years on, he has turned into a master of the mainstream, mutating and maturing into a lord of realism. So much, in fact, that many European leaders, including Angela Merkel, who once threatened to oust him from the Eurozone, now praises him as a trusted and credible ally. They've even nominated him for a Nobel Prize for helping to turn Greece into a pillar of stability. But the question now is whether the ex-firebrand can mend his image at home and stitch together a new narrative that will convince Greeks that he is the most capable politician to steer the country into an era of growth and development. The odds are against him, but if handled gently, as a popular saying here goes, Greeks tend to forget quickly. Anthi Karasava, DW, Athens.